Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is Dylan, the argumentative teen who's about to go back to school. He's going to be a senior this year at an area high school. Hi, Dylan.
What up, Grandpa?
Not much. What's up with you?
What's that attitude?
Not much.
Well, what you sipping on?
A little vodka.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Yeah, here at 8 in the morning.
You don't believe me? Think that bugs me? God. You guys are so freaking lame. I wonder why I'm even wasting my time with you guys.
Yeah. We don't have to have you on the show.
No, you don't, dude.
All right, so when are you headed back to school? Are you going next week?
Next week.
Yeah? You ready to go back?
Please. All I do on the first week of school is pick out which honeys I'm going to bang.
Oh, gosh. No high school kid should be talking like that.
Yeah, you know, maybe we should talk like you, George.
Jeez.
Jerk.
Yeah. Why don't you quit sweating me?
How are we sweating you?
You're sweating me, man.
You're the one who wanted to be on to talk about going back to school.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm sexting right now. Hold on.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Hold on. All right, what's that?
I said you're the one who wanted to be on to talk about going back to school, so.
You guys called me. You want my perspective because you want the youth's perspective.
Right.
Because you're so old and you feel out of touch, right?
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not too much.
Yeah. I can't wait, man. I'm going to cruise to school in style every day.
Oh, because you're going to be a senior this year?
Hell yeah, I'm going to be a senior. Or hell yeah. But I don't word it that way because you wouldn't understand me then.
Yeah, well, guess what, Dylan? We're adults. We don't have homework.
Yeah, that's right.
God.
All right, so
you have a brain?
You're gonna roll to school on the bus, I guess, on Monday, huh?
Bus?
Yeah.
Please. I don't take a bus to school.
Why not?
Well, people take buses to school are minorities and tards.
Oh, my God,
Dylan.
What the heck?
I take my dad's car to school and let him carpool with his other low-level zombies to their cube farm in Irrelevantville.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. My dad's so lame. He's got, like, this belly. And he works like 12 hours a day, and our house isn't even big. It's embarrassing, man. It's like only 2,500 square feet or something.
Oh.
He said it's all he can afford because he's saving for my college. What a loser.
Jeez.
I'm never going to be like him. I'm going to be rich with a killer set of abs.
He's probably doing the best he can, and he's looking out for you.
Yeah,
whatever. He's lame. You guys are lame. You're a bunch of old guys trying to defend the other old guy.
Well, he's letting you use his car to go to school. I'd say that's a pretty good dad.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm kicking it to school in a Camry. Big deal. Can't wait till I get my 911.
Oh, we're not getting that.
Yeah.
You getting that soon?
It's going to be great, yeah. My Uncle Chris, he's going to co-sign.
Who's going to pay for it? Are you going to get a job?
My dad. I'm going to make my dad pay for it.
Why?
It's his responsibility to make sure I have quality transportation. Hey, look, he should have thought about this when they decided to have me. That's part of his responsibility is to get me a car.
To put you in a 911?
Yeah, to get me in a 911. Something that's not embarrassing. Something doesn't look as lame as his house.
Oh, yeah. It's tough.
Well, the world revolves around you, doesn't it, Dylan?
That's what you sound like.
You need to come up here so we can both punch you in the face.
Oh, you think you could punch me in the face, huh? Oh, let's see you try to move it. Oh, maybe your arthritis is going to act up and you can't even get a swing now. You know, I just may decide to quit, not even go to college.
Why?
Because college is lame too, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Why go to college, man? If I do decide to go to college, I may decide to, you know, just go, like, ace an Ivy League college or two, and then start up a billion-dollar tech firm or form a band.
Uh-huh.
Maybe knock out a few TV shows, something like that, you know? Then again, maybe skip college, you know, move to Paris or something, show the French how it's done.
Uh-huh.
Show
the
French how it's done.
You're something special, aren't you, Dylan?
Yeah. Oh, is that Craig?
Yeah.
Oh, Craig. Oh, I'm scared of you. Oh, the guy who's going to punch me. Oh, listen to old Wheezy George laughing over there.
I got allergies.
Oh, I'm an old man. Look how old I am. I do a radio show that no one listens to. I'm a douchebag idiot. My name is Georgie Porgy. God, George, you're so gay.
I know.
What,
like,
have you, what have you ever done?
Nothing
because
nothing.
You're old.
Yep.
That's why. How does it feel to be an old, out-of-touch, soulless douchebag?
I don't know. I guess it feels terrible, Dylan. I'm such a failure.
Die. Why don't you die?
Golly.
All right.
Die.
Yeah, we've had enough of you.
Dylan, I hate you.
Hey, every time I come on, your ratings go up. Believe me.
You think so?
Yes.
Maybe I'd be a radio talk show host.
Well, maybe one day you'll learn how to actually be good at your job, and that day will be after you listen to me do my radio show, okay?
I can't wait.
Oh, my goodness, I can't wait.
Have fun at school, you little students.
Shut up.
Have fun at school.
Homework.
God.
There's Dylan, the argumentative teen.
Never again.
Headed back to school.